I think what I'm hearing about HCC is, I'm not sure indirectly there's any reason to think that something like anti-CTLA-4, PD-1 is going to be less effective than, say, anti-angiogenic PD-1. I mean, it might be, but I get more concerned about maybe it's going to be more toxic.
Yeah, so I think your point's well taken. Based on the preliminary phase 1-2 data, they seem to be performing in a similar fashion in terms of objective response rates as well as survival and outcomes. Now, of course, it's, you know, cross-trial comparisons and early data. It's really hard to make definitive statements either way. And I agree with you that assuming all of them are equal, you know, what's going to make the most, I think, to patient care will be toxicity and quality of life. And so far, single agent TKIs seem to have a higher toxicity than an IO plus anti-angiogenic monotherapy like Bev, right? We see that from the IMbrave 150 data. And it's unclear how co-targeting PD-1 and CTLA-4 versus co-targeting PD-1 and a TKI, how much toxicity there will be. I think the combination IO, certainly we know that when you add an anti-CTLA-4 blocking antibody, you increase the rate of immune-mediated adverse events. And hopefully that will be tolerated, but perhaps it won't be tolerated in the cirrhotic. And these are the data that we need to see before we make any firm conclusions.
So I'm curious, I mentioned that if, in fact, as has really happened in renal, you see a complete flip in first-line therapy, then it affects what comes next.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, right, we don't have data, like in breast cancer, we don't have data after CDK in a lot of the older studies.
Right.
So
yeah,
some of these studies, you know, we didn't have these combinations. So